上一期视频呢，谈到绘画与艺术的关系，本以为是两个没有争议的概念。
In the previous video, we talked about the relationship between painting and art, and I thought they were two concepts that were not controversial.
没有想到，关于艺术实际存在很大的误会。
I didn't expect there to be so much misunderstanding about the art world.
目前来看
Currently,
争议的焦点主要存于艺术概念中的
The main point of contention lies in the concept of art.
是否是纯艺术或者是泛艺术的两个概念的理解。
Understanding of the two concepts of pure art and general art.
我在视频中说的艺术呢，主要指的是专业圈里面常说的纯艺术。
In the video, I mainly refer to the pure art that is often mentioned in professional circles.
就是那个以审美精神表达为核心。
That is the core of aesthetic expression.
追求纯粹性。
Pursue purity.
自主性。
Autonomy.
精英性，强调原创的价值。
The value of original, exclusive ticket grabbing.
深刻的精神内涵。
Profound spiritual meaning.
独特的语言和不可复制性。载体呢，多为传统的。
Unique language and non-replicable carrier. These are more traditional.
比如绘画。
For example, painting.
雕塑。
Sculpture,
音乐等等
music and other things.
泛艺术呢，也就是我们经常说的准艺术。
What is general art? It's also what we often call basic art.
或者说是类似艺术的艺术品。
Or to put it another way, a work of art.
艺术与生活的交融地带的产品。
Product from the intersection of art and life.
常被称之为叫做大众艺术或者实用艺术。
Often referred to as folk art or utilitarian art.
比如说文创、网红装置。
For example, creative and trendy gadgets.
还有那些日常的一些审美。
And also those everyday aesthetic things.
这两个概念呢，有一个关键差异。
These two concepts have a key difference.
就是一个是精神审美。
One is spiritual aesthetics.
一个是实用功力。
One is practical skills.
纯艺术的核心。
The core of pure art.
是精神超越。
Is spiritual transcendence,
情感共鸣
empathy,
还有呢，就是思想很深刻
and also the ideas are very profound,
形式自律，形态单纯
formal, simple morphology,
比如说梵高
for example, Van Gogh,
还有那些原始的绘画，泛艺术。
And those primitive translation techniques.
它呢是为生活而艺术的、这么一种艺术目的。强调呢就是审美加实用加商业加社交。形态呢比较复杂。
He is an artist who creates for the sake of life. This kind of art emphasizes aesthetics, practicality, commerce, and social interaction, making the form quite complex.
另外呢，纯艺术边界很清晰。
In addition, the boundaries of pure art are very clear.
自主自强。
Self-reliance and self-improvement.
不依附于政治
Not affiliated with politics.
商业和那些实用功能
Business and those practical features.
比如说现代艺术中的抽象艺术或者是表现性艺术
For example, the abstract or expressive elements in modern art.
泛艺术呢边界就很模糊。 高度跨界。
Translation is a borderless profession with high crossover potential.
企图呢，艺术就是生活，或者生活即为艺术。
The attempt at art is life, or life is art.
比如说，玉石、珠宝。
For example, jade and jewelry.
还有那些 T 台走秀。
And those runway shows on the catwalk.
它二者的价值呢，一个是深度永恒。
What are the values of the two? One is depth and eternity.
意图呢是想被时空留存。
The intention is to be preserved in time.
一个呢是及时流行。
One is timely and popular.
就像那个流星划过。
Like a shooting star.
我在这里说的纯艺术呢，比较注重内涵。
What I'm saying here is that pure art focuses on inner meaning.
重原创。
Re-original.
也重经典，强调历史价值，思想的深刻性。
It also highlights the classic's profound significance in emphasizing historical value and ideas.
还有呢，就不可替代
，and also irreplaceable。
而翻译艺术呢，注重感官
，and translation on the other hand focuses on the senses。
还有重及时，强化流量
，also do timely reinforcement traffic。
强调新鲜感
，emphasize freshness。
话题性
，topic。
还有传播的力度。
And the spread of information.
商业变现是他的目的。
His purpose is to monetize the business.
不过呢，这种流行性的艺术呢，很容易过时。
However, such popular art is very easy to become outdated.
也可以复制。
You can also copy.
特别容易同质感。
Very prone to homogenization.
一句话
One sentence.
纯艺术是精神的圣殿
Pure art is a temple of the spirit.
泛艺术是生活的美颜
A glimpse into the beauty of life through art history.
你说呢
What do you think?
记得点赞关注哦
Remember to like and follow.